You got the recorder? You got a recorder on? All right, we'll get our meeting started. Have the clerk call the roll.
Wise is absent.
I'm here.
Oh, well, he's here. Ballinger?
I'm here.
Cyrulik?
Here.
Edmonds? Yes, Edmonds?
I'm here.
And Buchanan?
Here.
Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, July the 6th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made in second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise? Cyrulik?
Yes. Going to have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $2,230.49. Economic Development, $469.95. Police, $1,543.60. Fire, $2,328.21. Street, $4,645.94. Parks, $7,812.83. Garbage Disposal, $1,082.76. Cemetery, $713.50. Water Operations, $22,824.68. Sewer Operations, $262.76. EPA West Side Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 3, $550. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $593.74. And Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $564,672.94.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Tom.
I'll second it.
Second. Any questions? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise? Ballinger?
Yes.
Cyrulik?
Yes. You want to speak tonight, Nate? You're just here for the audience. Okay, anybody going to speak tonight? Okay. We'll just move on down to streets and public improvement. Kenny's going to discuss the golf carts again.
Yeah, I got a few different things, but we'll go with the discussion first.
Well, as I said last meeting, we'd like to put something on file tonight so that we can vote on it next meeting. It's getting long in the year, so we need to get it done tonight.
Well, I think there's some changes that I think we ought to be made. Johnny's on there, he can talk too, but got to looking at the half hour before sunrise, half hour after sunset. Some of the people that drive their carts to work, like Patty, she gets off work at 5 or so. During the fall, she's going to be in violation by the time she gets off work to go home. So I think we ought to need to look at extending the hours. I know there's some towns that go 24 hours. There's some that have different times, but I think we need to do some adjustments on that, myself personally.
I'm personally against it. I like the half hour before and half hour after. Give it the first year, try it, see how it works. Because if you're going to go 1 hour after, it's already pitch dark, you might as well go 24 hours.
Right.
You're not restricted nothing if you do that.
But there too, we talked about mopeds. There'll be more lights on the golf cart than there will be on mopeds. They'll be seen better, and motorcycles. And if we go to this, I would say we require LED lights.
I disagree with that too. I think you're putting a lot of finances on people that A lot of them don't even come out with LED lights to start with, so they got a retrofit and everything. So I'm happy with staying with the half hour before. I know Ben and I have met on it quite a bit, and we met on it again today. And for me to change my mind on this whole thing, because it's a safety issue for me. I've said that all along. And I'm stuck with the half hour before and half hour after. So, you know, that'll have to come to a vote on that.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
That's basically what we kind of drawed up, so that something that we could pass and move on. Otherwise, we're going to get entangled in a lot of conversation and not get anything accomplished.
Yeah. There, too, also this list that Steve gave out to all of us that it was on there about that, of course, nobody under the age of 8 and a child could be in a child restraint order or restraint.
Yeah, we took that off.
You took that off.
You got to be at least 8 years old, 18 to
operate.
Operator plus have your driver's license.
Or 8 years of age to be a passenger or at all to ride on it.
Okay. So.
Tom trying to say something.
He's muted. I wanted to make sure that if he wanted to say something, he could unmute it.
Okay. How about John?
I have the issues with like the gas and that. You know, would start out just electric only, and I had the thing about the being able to, most parts are gas, and then the speed limit, while I was curious about the 20, I was kind of thought we were looking at 30 miles an hour. As far as the half an hour before sunrise, I could see where we could discuss maybe a little longer in the evening so they've got time to get home before it's dark. I understand Danny's point, but if they are lit up and have all the turn signals, the lights, and everything that we see on motorcycles, on other little three-wheel carts, things like that, I don't have a problem with it being just a little bit longer in the evening, because they do not have a chance to get home after the time changes. We stay on the point if we do time changes now. They don't have a chance to get home before it's dark. So I would see that maybe we could do a little bit of allowances in the evening. If they ride it to work, they can at least take it home, but they should take it immediately home. I mean, that shouldn't bother me there. And other than that, the other parts of the ordinance all make sense to me, and I'd be no problem with it. But I think as far as just a little more time in the evening, I think that would make sense. But, you know, that's just my vote, my opinion. So
that'd be a tough one. That'd be a really tough one to enforce, because everybody you would stop would say, "I'm going home from work." You know, just like everybody used to get work permits when they had DUIs. Well, they were always going to work or they were going home from work.
Yeah, but that's easy to verify. I mean, that's not hard to verify. You call their work, you do whatever you have to. You know, what hours do you work, and I want to have your boss's number. That's not hard. And like I say, I can see that. And I understand what you're saying, too. I understand that, too. We got a lot of people that do cheat.
I just say it's just down there, it's just very vivid, distracted driving.
What else has John got?
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah, I don't have any more. Thank you.
Have you got the new draft, John?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is it something that we can put on file the way it reads right now?
I think, you know, we're going to have this discussion about the time and something about, you know, the kids anyway. But, yeah, I don't have a problem with getting it on file. We can always discuss it. We have to vote on it with pieces out. I don't see a problem.
Johnny, why couldn't we look at it this way? let it run with the draft we got this year, and that'll give us a 12-month period to see how it works. And if we don't have any issues... And revisit it next spring when it's time to bring them out again and say, hey, this worked okay, we had no issues. Maybe we can go a half hour, but right now, you know, so we can get this moving and everybody's on. And the one gal that was in the audience that Kenny talked about, I seen her shake her head that she could live with that. Right. Yeah, so we can, you know, next spring visit every one of the individual items, say, yeah, it worked good, it didn't work good, and we can tweak them.
That's perfectly fine with me. I would be completely happy with that. I don't think anybody else would be upset with it either.
Okay.
I'll go along with it as long as we, like I said, have the gas powered.
I'm in favor of the gas powered too.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, revisit in spring.
It's too many people have already got these purchased sitting in their garages, and why make them go buy another one when they've already got this one? You know, so I agree with that.
Okay.
As long as we agree to look at it in spring.
Yep. I would say let's put it on file. That'd be my recommendation.
Okay. Tom, you with us?
Yeah, I'm following. I still...
You following everything okay?
Well, and that's why I said early in this my discussion when I changed my mind, Tom, is, you know, we can see what happens in 1 year. And if it's a total wreck, you can always cut it down, shut it off. I mean, if it's got a bad performance record that, you know,
I agree.
We've had two or three people killed. Well, we're not here for that reason, so.
We can go ahead and put this draft on file, okay, Tom?
Sure, we'll put it on file.
Okay, thank you. I think everybody's in consensus of that deal, and that's what the attorney needed.
As printed.
So we'll...
As long as
as printed.
I didn't see in there, does it say motor or gas powered?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's in there.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Revised draft that just went out this afternoon.
Yes.
File.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay. Also, I want to let everybody know this is a week we're picking up brush. We've kind of wavered the size of the piles we're picking up because of the windstorm we had. So, yeah, Danny, yeah, you know about it. But the guys have started today. We're going through. Also, I've got a notice here that the citywide cleanup will take place September 1st through October 15th. You can come up and get a voucher, one per household, and it's limited. You have to show your driver's license and proof of residence to get the voucher. And the hours are going to be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And we're only going to do one Saturday this year, and that's going to be September 12th at 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also, you can tell that the project has started on North Center. And I appreciate everybody in the area. You know, they're keeping their cars off the streets, and seems like it's going pretty well.
Moving so, right along.
Moving good. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Thank you, Kenny.
Kenny, you're picking up the brush now, are you?
Yes, sir. This week. We started today. Right. Well, I made decision that we had just wait until this week to pick it all up instead of having to go through twice. Yeah, I mean, if it had been bigger piles or something in the way, we would have went by and picked it up.
Okay.
So.
Good deal.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. We're going to move down to public property. You got anything, John?
I have been gone, and nobody has called me, so my things must be
Okay, thank you. Health and safety.
I've only got one thing. Somebody was posting on Facebook about the Kiwanis Park and garbage down there, so I've been driving down there every night, and I picked up a couple bottles and a couple cans. It's not as bad as what was thrown out there, but it all falls back to the public policing herself. They threw it there. I mean, we can't have a city crew there all night long taking care of it. It's back in an area where it's dark. I'm just asking the public that takes their kids down, pick it up, throw it away. I mean, it's yeah, it's not yours, but we want to keep it there for everybody. So, you got anything to say toward that, Ben?
I could kind of echo that as well, as it pertains to any park, and especially even the square, where it comes to groups congregating. I had gotten a complaint from our cleanup crew in the morning, probably a month ago, about the congregations on the square at night leaving trash behind. I mean, we promote safe, happy, cordial congregations, but you're exactly right. I mean, just policing themselves, picking up their trash, being respectful of public property and everybody else's property goes a long ways in allowing those things to continue and not requiring any type of police intervention. So just ask for people to police themselves and their groups and their friends and keep them cleaned up and respectful to the public.
Because if it gets so bad, you got no choice but to shut them down, and we do not want to do that. Exactly. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Tom, you got something?
Yeah, I just mentioned that the sales tax, all the sales tax combined, is just a little less than $40,000 from what it was this time last year. We are taking a hit.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We're going to move down to unfinished business. We got the bids for the sludge removal at the water treatment plant. We got the one bid with Evergreen FS Incorporated. Is that the one we're going to vote on? You got a motion for that one?
I understand that Evergreen FS has withdrawn their bid.
Okay. Okay.
So I think a motion to reject the bids would be in order.
Yeah, I have a motion here to reject the bids for sludge lime removal at the water treatment plant.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion been made and second. The attorney pretty well told you that they took away their bid, so we'll just have to do another bid series on that again. That's only business we had for the evening.
We got to do a roll call on that.
Pardon?
Yep. We got to do roll call.
Yep.
Roll call.
Yeah. Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yep.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Cyrillic?
Yes. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cerulli?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
I'll see you in a minute. Good night.
Hey, thanks for moving so quick on.